we move down to the sugya of HaMekadesh Benova above Amid Beis. Amar Abaya HaMekadesh Benova Einu Mekadeshes. Abaya tells us that if you Mekadesh Benova Einu Mekadeshes, you go over to a woman who owes you money and you say that I want to be Mekadesh you with that money which you owe me, so it's Mekadesh Benova, Seinu Mekadeshes, it's not a Kedushin. She's not married. Why not? Why is Mekadesh Benova not a good Kedushin? So the Gemara doesn't say. So what is the reason? What does Rashi say? A Mekabel Benova, Seinu Mekadeshes, Mekicha Mestei Ephraim, Gamrino, Yav Nivi B'Shas Kedushin, Umilva Lightson and no Kvarhin Shalot. Umoy Sacherim Hichayevesla. So Kalam Rashi, I think two ways. What is Rashi saying? What's Khsar and that's not Mekudesh? Just what's missing? Not giving her anything. Not giving her anything new. Whatever she has, she had. Chesaron is you're not giving, or that there's nothing new.
No value being given. Nothing of value being given.
It has value. If I owe somebody money, and now I don't own the money, so it has a certain value.
But you have to be giving that.
It's no transfer. No transfer of ownership of any item, of anything. I know you can learn, I don't know, I would think that if you learn Pashut, you would learn that it's certain that there's no Nesina. Not the way you... the Pnei Shua seems to learn that certain is that there's no Nesina, there's nothing being given over. Who says you need a Nesina? There's a din in Hilchus Gittin that you have to have a Nesina Saget. You put the get down on the floor, and then when she comes in, you say, Tli gitech me'al gabi karka. You say, pick up the get from on the floor. It's not a good get. Get requires nesina. If he throws it into a chas, it's also nesina. In other words, either he gives it to her hand, or he gives it to her rishus, or he gives it to a place where she could be shiver it, but he has to give it. It's not Tli gitech me'al gabi karka is not good. So, by get, there's a din that you need a nesina. Now, if you learn that it's iskish havaya liyitzia, and here also you need a nesina, so then the Pnei Yeshua makes sense. Now Yeshua says the chesaron here by mekadesh b'milvah is that you're not giving anything. There's no nesina. I mean that there's no nesina, so mele there's no kedush. When she gives him by an adam chashiv. There's no nesina mitzida. He's not giving anything physically. I over there. What? So therefore, what is it? It's a nesina of what? Nesina of a hana of some sort. And Yeshua says, he gets from a different case. He gets from rekoid lefanai. If you dance, if somebody's a professional performer, he's mekadesh over there. He performs in front of her. There's no nesina. He says that's also a nesina, because when you either you give an item or you give a service, or in the case of Adam Chashev, who normally doesn't take things unless he has a value that he's willing to take. So such a person, Adam Chashev, who takes, that's considered a nesina.
And also
he says what?
Also
but he's not mekadesh with the service. He's mekadesh with the money without giving her the money. That's what he's doing by Mekashmir. I'm Kashmir with $100. Hanov Taka could be good. We're talking here that he's Mekashmir now with Hanov, with $100 itself. Right? Rashi says after that, Mekashmir with Hanov, it's good. It's only no good if you Mekashmir with the money. That money is not Nesina. Hari Abakadesh is with $100, yo. That's what he's saying. Hari Abakadesh is we're going to learn. It has to be with the Hanov, then I'm a Kabbal. Sure.
Why does she have to come on to the fact that she has enough of it? Just say B is because she's not giving anything either.
Why
is he looking for a first? He's saying Kedusha Kesef requires Nesina. That's what he's saying. Kedusha Kesef requires Nesina.
Yeah, but he's saying
Kedusha Kesef
requires
Nesina.
He's saying it's not a problem because by
Anoi
he gives
it
to
Anoi.
It's not giving
it
anyway.
Same
thing
with
B. He
gives it
to
Anoi.
Well,
I'm talking back to Kedusha Kesef requires Nesina. B obviously is a certain way that it works. But the Pnei Yeshua is learning is that Kashmir is no good because it lacks in Nesina. Right, but that time it wasn't Lashem Kedusha. He gave her the money a month ago, Shalai Lashem Kedusha. Today he wants, with the money she owes him, to be Mekadish. So right now, Bishas Kedusha, there's no Nesina, even though there was once upon a time Nesina. That wasn't Lashem Kedusha.
Yeah.
That Nesina was not for Kedusha. That was not Hashem. Why can't? Because it wasn't given for Kedusha. It has to be the scene of Bishas Kedusha. Not going to be married retroactively to a month ago. Right? It's going to be marriage from now. Yeah. This is the way Pnei Yeshua learns. Pnei Yeshua's Pshad is actually a machlaikis hapaiskim. If you look in Shulchan Aruch and Simchav Zayin, in Pesachei Tshuva Gimel, he brings a machlokes hapoiskim if you need a nesina by kedusha, if tali kedusha melgabe karka works or not. He brings the Beis Shmuel as mesupik if it works, and he taka brings a chassam sefer who says like the Pnei Yeshua says it doesn't work. It's a machlokes hapoiskim. And the Pesachei Tshuva brings from the Hamakne, who says that Toloi in the Machlaikis we had in the beginning of the Sechta, if you could be Mekadish with Mechuba Lekarka. If you're Mekadish and Isha with Mechuba Lekarka, what was the Shaila there? What was the tzad that you cannot be Mekadish and Isha with Mechuba Lekarka? What was the tzad that you could? So remember the Machlaikis. Pashtus, what's wrong if you're Mekadish and Isha with a piece of real estate? Why shouldn't it be good? So the tzad is no good is because the masakin is doing masakin, do masakin on the karka. We say iskish le gittin, by gittin, a get written on mechub le karka is no good. So those who hold that kesef can be mechub le karka, they hold iskish avayi le yitzia. Just like a get on mechub le karka is no good, the same thing, kedusha mechub le karka is no good. Those who disagree hold, could be Mekadosh Mechub Lekarka. Because we're not Makish Havaya Liyatsiya only for the Dinim of Ishtar. Whatever, Dine Ishtar, they are by Gittin, the same Dine Ishtar, they are by Kedushin. So by Kedushin, by Gittin, you can't write a Shtar Gittin on Mechubber. So Kedushin, you can't write a Shtar Kedushin on Mechubber. But that's Sarn in the Shtar. A Shtar can't be written on a Chub. But for that, we're not going to learn the Kesef Kedushin. It's there, you need a Shtar, so you need a Shtar. It can't be Mechubber. Here, you don't need Shtar, you just need Kesef. So there was a Machlaikis that Iski Shavai Leitzia goes so vai to Kesef Kedushin that it has to be similar to a Get. So by Mechubber Lekarka, we had that Machlaikis that goes so vai. This Geshavai Liyatsiya, that Kesef Kedushin has to be like the Shtar Get. Hamakna says, totally in that is this Machlaikis too. If this Chsaron of Tli Gitech Malgabi Karka by Kesef, depends if we're Makish Kesef Kedushin to Dinim that have to do with the Shtar Gerish. If you learn that we do learn Kesef Kedushin out of the Shtar Gerishin, that just like a Shtar you have to hand over, Kesef you have to hand over. But if you learn that we're not makishit legabe this prat, so then if we're not makishit legabe mechuba, we're not makishit legabe legabe tligit and legabe karka either. Haka shtar kedushin we're makishit shtar gerishin only in the sina. But mechi tesi kesef should be in the sina. So therefore, the Pnei Yeshua's pshad, the chiddush that kedushin is in the sina, is not the pshat that most of the Achrayim go with. Because of this sorry, that's not pashit. All your side is not pashit. The kesef needs, kesef kedushin needs in the sina. So to start to say that that's pshat in the Gemara, it ends up being totally in the machlaikis. So we're looking for a for another mahala, for another way to understand the Gemara. So there is a second mahalach. Diavne Meluhim in Simin Chav Ches of Katan Tezayin learns in the Kavanas HaRambam that the chsarin here is that there's chsarin not that I'm not giving, but that there's no present hanoah being given. There's no what we would call hanoah mizumenes or hanoah mekudeshes. There's no hanoah which is now being given to the woman. What hanoah is she getting? Of course, she feels relieved that she doesn't have to pay. But $100 nilvalites on it. $100 is long gone. She just owes it. So being that she just owes it, there's no hanoah b'shas kedushin. And the Avnei Meluhim says that this is a din in Dinei Kedushin, that it's not enough to give value. You have to give a hanoah. There has to be a hanoah b'shas nesinas hakedushin as well. There has to be some hanoah which is conferred at the time. And being that the $100 is an old hanoah, not a new hanoah, so therefore it's not a good kedushin. This is what?
If she
older now, till now she owed, now she doesn't owe it. So she doesn't have a hanoah of $100. She has a hanoah that she doesn't have the chayv. So that's a hanoah. We're going to learn later that you can be mekadosh with that hanoah. But the hanoah of the $100 itself, that's an old $100, that $100 she doesn't have. She doesn't have the pleasure of that $100 that it should be a kedush. So this is the second way to learn, and this is the way most of the Achrayim learn. Certainly in Kavanas HaRambam, but probably in all the Rishayim, that the chsaron of milva leitzadin is that the money, there's no hanor mizumenes, there's no hanor right now. Now the Rambam says a chiddush. The Rambam says that if you would sell a field for this hanor, by Mecca for Memkar, if you would sell a field, you owe me $100. I'll be meichel the $100 in exchange for the field. Rama says it's a good Kenyan Kesef. By Mekach u'Memkar, if you're not Mekadish b'milva, you're Meicher b'milva, the Rambam says that it's good. And the Mefarshei Rambam asked, what's the difference between Kesef of Kiddushin, it's no good. And Kesef of Mecher, it is good. Why by Mecher it's good and by Kiddushin it's not? So Avnei Meluhim, because this din that you need a hanoah b'shas nesina, that's a din in kedushin alone. Din in kedushin that you need a hanoah b'shas ma'isa. And by mecher you don't need a hanoah. You just need a din kesef. You need something. You should have a din of money. So a din kesef is enough. So if you meichel ma'ava, that has a din kesef. The person profited $100. So you meichel $100. The person profited $100. That has a din kesef. It's only by Kiddushin, where Kiddushin needs this din of Hanoah. So by Kiddushin we have this the idea that it doesn't work, but everywhere else it will work. Now, what the Avnei Meluhim does with this Yisayid is he answers with this many places, many Shitas Aramba. I'll mention to you some of them. The Ur Sameach, in a small piece in Perek Hay of Hilchos Ishus, Halacha Chav Dalet. It's a small piece where he just says that he starts off saying that it's a klal if you medayik in Lashon HaRambam. But the Rambam holds Kiddushin is always a Kiddushin with the Hanoah B'shas Ma'isa. And he goes in quick succession through five or six Rambams, including Asugya, where he explains the Rambam based on this Yisayid. Rabbi Meluhim does it with an Arichus, he does it with the Kitzer. I'll mention to you some. One is the sugya of Mekadish b'matana amanas l'hachzer, which we're going to have on the bottom of Avamid Beis, hopefully later this week. If you Mekadish a woman with a matana amanas l'hachzer, the Gemara says that it's not a good kedushin. Gemara says b'kulu kadi levar me'isha. That matana amanas l'hachzer works everywhere else except by kedushin. Kulu kani levar meisha. It works everywhere except by kedushin. Why doesn't it work by Kiddushin? Some Rishonim hold that it's a Gzeira D'Rabbanan. It's a Gzeira D'Amatana Aslahaza, by Kiddushin doesn't work. Gzeira Atu Chalifin. The Rambam learns that why is Matana and Aslahaza no good? The Chsarn in the Hanor. I'm a Kaddish with $100, I'm unless you give it back to me. So you don't have the Hanor of the $100. If I'm a Kaddish and Isha with $100, she has to be able to have a proper Hanor from $100. If I give her $100, I'm not she has to return it to me. Rambam holds that that's Chsarn in the Hanor of the $100. Maybe. What? But that's not a Hanor of $100. That's a Hanor of $100 for 2 weeks. But it's not. That's not the full Hanor. I said you're mekadosh with that, with the value of that. Maybe it'll be good. But it's not. You're not being mekadosh with $100. It's not the whole $100. Not the Hanor of the whole $100. So he explains this Rambam again that he's l'shitasai. By 10 dinar l'ploini, the kaddish ani loch, the woman says, give $100 to ploini and I'll be married to you. So that we're going to have on the very bottom line of this amid, last words on the page, teman l'ploini, the kaddish loch, kaddish ani loch. You say it's a good kiddushin. Why is it a good kiddushin? You're giving somebody else the money and not giving the money to her. The Rambam holds that it's good. If you look in Lashon HaRambam, you have to say Hari at Mekudeshes Li BaHanor Shani Noisim Mamen Al Picha. That you're Mekudesh to me not with the money itself, with the Hanor that I'm giving Mamen Al Picha. That pleasure that I'm willing to give money based on your say so. That's the Kiddush. So she has the Hanor of this money. The money's going where she wants it to go. So that Hanor is obviously worth it to her. She's directing where the money should go. She's willing to give someone $100. That means it's worth $100. So she's saying, so the Rambam says, you know why it's good? Because you're saying, Hariyam HaKadosh Li, Hanor, Shani Naisin Hamon Al Picha. And the Rambam says that it would not work by Mecher. Here is also a difference between Kedushin and Mecher. But sort of a reverse difference. Here, by Kedushin it is good. By Mecher it's no good. By Mecher it's no good because Lamai said he didn't get the $100. Seller didn't get it. He gave it to someone else. But by Kedushin, it is good because the Hanor, Shemesati Mana Al Picha, that's a Hanor of $100. That's what you need by Kedushin. You need the Hanor of the giving of $100. Same thing, so it's three cases, right? There are three cases on our own. Milva, Matarlas Lahazir, and then the bottom case of Teman al Plaini Vekadish Anilov. Then he brings a case of Pruta B'Madai, to give a woman an object, which is not worth a Shava Pruta here. But it's worth a Shava Pruta in some other city, so it's a good Kiddushin. The Rambam says, Uvovad Sheyechayla Lahalicha L'Madai, on the condition that you can bring it to Madai. Why does the Rambam say you have to be able to be possible to bring it to Madan? Because then it means that she could have the Hanor of a Pruta. She could bring it to Madan. If you give her something, but if she brought it to Madan, it'd be worth a Pruta. That means you're giving her the ability to have the Hanor of a Shava Pruta from it. So then it's good. But it has to be that she could have a Hanor of a Shava Pruta from it. And again, by Mecher, it wouldn't work. If you go to a person, you want to give him a Kenyan, you give him something that's not worth a Shava Pruta here, just worth a Shava Pruta somewhere else. It wouldn't be good. But by Kiddushin it's good, because the Kiddushin is with the Hanor. And he gave us something, she may choose not to have the Hanor, but she's able to have Hanor from it. So that's a good Kiddushin. These are all cases that the Avni Mulam brings to demonstrate the aside that Kiddushin is with the Hanor of the Pruta, as opposed to Mecher, which needs a Din Kesef. Halacha, that it should be a Pruta. Here, you need that it should be a Hanor of a Pruta. So this is an explanation of the first half of Abaye's Memra. Hamakadish Milva Einam Mekudeshes. Why? It's So we have two hesbeim. Either ina mukudeshes because like Pnei Yeshua, because it's lacking in the Sina, or ina mukudeshes because it's lacking in the Hanoah. Since Milva Leitzan, it's lacking in the Hanoah of a Pruta. Now Rashi says, Kicha Mistei Ephraim. What does he mean? So he means, we spoke about this once, that he means that we're learning out from Stei Ephraim, not Dine Karka are the same as Dine Kiddush. By Karka, the Kiddush Milva, the Rambam says, would work. But that the Maisa of Ephraim, what happened by Ephraim was that he got Hanoah Mizumenes, he got cash. So the Maisa, from there we learned that you always need, that you'll always need cash. This is the, basically the aside of the first half of Abayah Bebera. And the Kaddish B'milva Einam Kadesha, so that itself is a whole Kiddush. A Kiddush that anything which doesn't exist presently for her to have Hanoah from is not a good Kiddush. That's the Kiddush. By karka, you could buy karka. Ay, kicha kicha. So the answer is that we're not learning out of anything that's good by karka. We're learning out of that maisa of Ephraim. By Ephraim, and that maisa, he actually gave cash. So memelu, we learn from there, kedushin also has to be with actually giving cash. In Achinami, there are other ways of doing it by karka that don't work by kedushin. But the way he did it by payol, that's the way it works here. This is the way. This is the way to learn. Again, pshat. We're dealing with the pashup pshat in Hamakadosh B'Milva. Without the, it's populim to fit in all the Rambams, but lemaisa that's pshat in the Gemara. Either Pnei Shua chsar in the Sina, or the Avim Luim chsar in Hanoah. In the Hanoah that kedusha needs a Hanoah mizumenes needs a Hanoah b'shas mais. Right, so let's see what the Gemara. There's a second half to Abaya. For Arsalasis came in Neharomas Rubis. I'm sorry, Bahanas Milva Mukudeshes. For Arsalas came in Neharomas Rubis. Second half Tabai. There's a case which is good, but there's an issue to do it. But it's a case which is good. Hayanas Milva Hechidan. Eli Mada Askefa Domla Arba Bechamisha Haribis Malyahu. Void Hainu Milva. Hopefully we'll come back to this. Gemara Zahavamina means 4 for 5. What does that mean? It means he lent up $4, he has to pay him back $5. And now he's Mekadisha with the fifth dollar. So two things. First of all, that's Mekadisha B'milva. She only owes you the fifth dollar. And second of all, that's Ribis Gavar. That's Mamish Ribis. To lend someone $4 or $5, that's Ribis Teiraisa. So the Gemara therefore says it's not talking in that case. Leitzricha de Arbach Lazim. So we have here now Abaye's second Chiddush. In the case of Arbach Lazimna, it's a good kedushin. What does arvach lazimna mean? What does arvach lazimna mean? If you learn the Gemara Pashit, it's Rishonim say that it's yitziva va'arav et yur b'shrei shemayah. It's like the Gemara at first glance makes no sense. If I'm a kaddisha woman, she owes me $100. So I'm a kaddisha with the $100, not a good kedushin. Right? The whole hundred, not a good kedushin. If I'm a kaddisha that she can use the hundred for another week, then it is a good kiddush. Makes no sense. No? The whole, if I have a kaddish with the whole $100, I say I could use the $100 forever and ever, it's not a good kiddush. I say I could use the $100 for 1 week, then it is a good kiddush. Does that make sense? What's the difference if I tell her she could use the money for another forever, or I tell her she could use it for another week?
She could use it forever when you give it.
There's a difference in giving and not. When you're saying that you use a forever, you're not giving her anything.
Yeah.
So by extending the time, you're giving over the knowledge.
But I'm not giving her because I lent her this money a month ago for 30 days. Now 30 days are up. So at the end of the 30 days, I walk in. If I say, I want to be mekadesh you with the fact that I don't want the money, you could have it. I like a kiddush. I want to be mekadesh you with the fact that I don't want the money for 10 days, you give it to me in 10 days, then it is a good kiddush. What am I giving her now? That the money which she already has, she can wait 10 more days to pay me. Why is it better if I say you have 10 more days to pay me, or if I say you have forever to pay me? What's the difference?
The person willing to pay time.
Aren't you willing to pay to get someone to buy for you?
Then you're paying it back.
I would give somebody a pruta to convince this malva to be matzmi dechayiv. And Rashi says, I would give someone a pruta to extend the time. I would give someone a pruta to get him to be meichel too. No, it was dechayiv. Dechayiv is, I owe $100. I'll pay somebody to talk to
him.
Right. So if I tell the debt to wait 10 days, it's a kedushin. If I tell the debt to wait forever, it's not a kedushin. So what, the difference between Arvach Lazimna and the first case, in both cases, if I'm Makadisha with the money itself, say, I'm a kashu with $100 you owe me, it's not a good kedushin. Same thing, if I'm a kashu with $100 you owe me that you can use it for 10 days, it's also not a good kedushin. It's only good, Rashi says, if you're Makadisha with the Hanah, Zu, Sha'at, Ha'isin, Esen, Esprut, Allah. I'm a kashu with the Hanah that you don't have to wait 10 days, that you don't have to pay me for 10 days. No, it's not with the money, but with the Hanah of the fact that I'm allowing you to use the money for 10 more days. See, you have the difference. If you're Mekadosh with the money itself, that's never going to be good. You can't Mekadosh with the money itself. But if you're Mekadosh with the Hanah, that you feel good being able to wait 10 more days, that good feeling, assuming it's worth a pruta, is what you could be Mekadosh with. What? Lacking in the sina. But that's like the kaid lefanai. I'm not being kashu with the money, which is not an object I need in the sina. This is the pleasure, which this is in the sina of pleasure. So you give someone pleasure. Yes? That's right. Even if he does it bahanah, the truth is he can be a kashu milva too. Rashi says in the second part of the Rashi, Koshkein, Emachla Kola Milva, Vamala is Kashli Banas Mechilazim. The truth is that according to the way we're learning the Gemara, the way Rashi explains the Gemara, it will be exactly the same thing if I'm a Kaddishar with the fact that I'm Michael the Chai forever. I'm a Kaddishar with the Hanah that I'm Michael the Chai. It will be exactly the same thing. It will be the same halacha. I'm meichel the kashu with the hanah, then I'm meichel the chayv. If it's a new chayv, the money's not here. So I can't kashu with the hanah of the fact that I'm being Rabbi Yitzman.
No, but it's a new chayv.
But even a new chayv, Rashi holds you could do it with.
No, it's the same thing as the first chayv.
That's right. And the first time it would have been good if you would have said Bahanas Mechivas Nova instead of Bimilva. Rav Yechap, what's happening here, like Rashi? According to Rashi, well, Rabbi is two if Tabaya. One part is no good, one part is good. Listen to the way it works out, like Rashi. If I'm a Kaddish with the $100, I'm a Echel Lechayiv, it's no good. If I'm mekadish with the hanah of the fact that I'm eichel dechayiv, then it is good. You follow? I'm mekadish a woman with $100. She owes me $100. So I'm mekadish with the $100. That's no good. I'm mekadish with the hanah that I'm being meichel. That is good. How much is the hanah worth? How much is it worth? Still not the whole $100. You wouldn't pay someone $100 to convince her the malva to be meichel. It's worth $80. It's worth quite a bit of money. Right? Do you have the difference? That's the whole sugya. If you don't have to, then you don't have chat. This Gemara is saying, the Gemara is, if I could say it, the Gemara is misleading. Gemara sounds like it's a difference between Mekadosh B'Milva and Mekadosh B'Arvach HaZman. It's not emes. It's a difference between being Mekadosh B'Milva and being Mekadosh B'Hanoas Milva. The difference between if I'm a kaddish with the $100, if I'm a kaddish with the money, it's not good. Say if I'm meichel the money, and say if I'm marviyach zman. If I tell a woman you should be kedushas with $100 you owe me that you could use for 10 days, no good. And it is good if I say bahanoas mechilas milva, or bahanoas the fact that you would pay someone to convince me to be viyach man, then it is good. That's the chilik between the two halves of abaya. The chilik, if you mekadesh with the money itself, then it's no good because the money doesn't exist; it was spent already. Or if you mekadesh with the hanoah of the fact that I'm willing to be meichel, or the hanoah of the fact that I'm being my viyach man. That's abaya's chilik. That's the difference between when it is a kedusha and when it's not a kedusha. So let me ask you: if abaya had said Hamakadish b'milva ainu mekudeshes, ba'anoas milva mekudeshes, meaning ba'anoas mechilas milva mekudeshes, he would have told us the same thing. Wouldn't it be the same? It really would be the same thing. No? What? It would be the same thing, no? Follow? Abaya could have not been made such a complicated gemara. Abaya really could have come into yeshiva and said, listen, if a woman owes you $100, you want to marry her, don't tell her Hariyam Mukudeshis Lee with $100. Doesn't work. Do tell her Hariyam Mukudeshis Lee with the Hanoah that I'm being Michael Lechais. And then it does work. Abaya could have said that. Why did Abaya say such a complicated thing?
Maybe
Really Abaya, for Dine Kedushin, he could have told us this. He could have just said, if you Mekadesh a woman with $100, it's good. With the Hanoah of the Mechilat Novel. Abaya wanted to tell us, Osir Lassis came in Aharonis Rivas. The case I just said, it's Mutlachat Chilah. So if a woman owes you $100, you can say, with the Hanoah that I'm Lechel the 100, I want to be Mekudashis. That works. It's not Aharonis Rivas. Abaya wanted to tell us that in the case of being Marviyach Zaman, it's a case of Osir Lassis came in Aharonis Rivas. He added this extra Knech. And that is only true in the case of Harvach Hazman. So immediately he told us the case of Harvach Hazman. But as far as Dine Kiddushin are concerned, there's no difference if it's Harvach Hazman or it's not Harvach Hazman. There's no difference if it's being Michael the whole Chayv forever or being Michael the Chayv just for 10 days. Either way, if you do it with the Guf HaKesef, it's no good. If you do it with the Hanoah, it is good. That's something which, again, we're dealing with Pshat. Pshat in the Gemara. That is Pshat in the Maskana, the Arvach Lazimna. The way Rashi explains. That's why Rashi, why is Rashi in? Kol Shkein HaMachala Kol HaMilva. Just not telling us the Halacha. Explaining the Gemara. But this is the chilik between the case of Mekudeshes and the case of Ein Mekudeshes. If you don't have this, the coup that I just said, you come over to me afterwards privately and I'll try to repeat it again. I don't know how many ways to say it. It's just this nakuda. That with the money, it's not a good kedushin. With the hanoah, it is a good kedushin. That's the point. Well, being nafkamina, let's say she owes you one pruta. She owes you one shava pruta. So, mekadesh b'milvi, you say, I want to be married with the pruta. So, we say, it's animal kadesh. If you want to be, I'll be married with the hanoah that you would pay someone to get me to be ma'ifel. So to get someone to be Vaichal a Pruta, that's not worth a Pruta. The Hanoah is less than the Halvar. How much would you pay someone, if somebody owes you $1,000, is it you owe someone $1,000, how much would you pay a third party to convince them to be Vaichal? You wouldn't pay the whole $1,000. You wouldn't pay $990 either. For $10, you might as well be a nice guy and pay up the five. Right? To convince someone to get them to be Vaichal, you would pay a certain amount. I don't know how much. Maybe $900. Pay a certain amount. That hanoah that you would pay someone, that hanoah is mechilas nova, that's a good tradition. Okay, this is the pshat in the Gemara, without any sidetracking to any of the tulpulim, of which there are many here in the Sukkah. There's a letter from Rav Shlaima Eger to his father. It's printed in the in the Chuvas of Kiva Eger, Chelik Aleph, Simon Reishchaf Aleph, and this part is an Ois Hay. The Bramasku Umadit Tolo. Yes, his father Akasha, one of his father's Yisaitis. The Kiva Eger has a Yisait, which we've mentioned, that kinyamayo, kinyashayinamayo. If you do, at the very same time, two kinyanim, one kinyan works, one kinyan doesn't work. So what's Rabbi Kiveiga's side, general rule, is that it works. That it works. There are exceptions, okay, so it doesn't work, but generally speaking, kinyamayo, kinyashayinamayo works. And if you do one kinyan, you mean to do, that kinyan is not a good kinyan, you do another one that's good. Like you have a shtar that's worth a pruta. You give a woman a shtar that's worth a pruta, and you find out later the shtar for kiddushin. The shtar is possible, so we say that it works for teres kiddushin. But we had the other case with the chuppah, with the Kivegas case. It was Makadish, a woman with a ring under the chuppah, and the ring wasn't worth a pruta. So Rabbi Kiveiga said, yeah, but it should work off kinyan chuppah. Because chuppah, he was mechamer for a kinyan with a ring. Ring doesn't work. Rafa Nahalta works for chuppah. This is Rabbi Kiveiga. Frekim Shloime Ega, Gavad Makash. Let's say you're Makadish and Isha with a milva. She owes you $100. And you don't know this Gemara. So you go over to her and you say, Hari Amakudesh Asli, with the $100 milva that I'm now mindful. So what is it, a good kedushin? So Gemara says, it's not a good kedushin. Why? Because it's milva leitzanin. No, the $100 doesn't exist. If he had been a Talmud Chacham, what would he have said? He said, Hari Amakudesh Asli, but Hanas Mechilas Milva. Frech, Reb Shloime Eger. Lamaisa, he gave her hanas mechilas milva. When you go over to someone, you're mechil the halva. You are giving them a mechil of the halva, but you're also giving them the hanas mechilas milva. Lamaisa, you're giving hanas mechilas milva. So taka doesn't work because mekadosh b'milva ain't a mekudeshes. Taka doesn't work that the kedushin itself with the $100 itself doesn't work, but let it be a case of kinyan mayel and kinyan shayna mayel. Because he's giving this woman side the $100 and side the hanah that she knows that she's nimchal v'chay. So taka, she's not mekudeshes with the $100 itself, but let her be mekudeshes with the hanas mechilas milva, with the fact that l'maisa she's getting the hanah that she's nimchal. Why is that not a kedushin? The chab kasha. What?
So,
the Rambam, the kasha not a kasha, because
he's saying the
lashon
is something else.
He's saying the lashon. The kasha was that it's a chesaron in the lashon kedushin. It's a chesaron in the lashon. It's true, but the Reb Shlomo Eger is saying that even that chesaron shouldn't matter because of kinyan mayel, kinyan shayna mayel. Because you see, when you go over to a woman, you say, Hari Amakdesh li bishtar zu. If it doesn't work b'tar ishtar, but it could work b'tar is kesef. So in Cain, we see that the rule of kinyan mayel, kinyan shayna mayel overrides even the chesaron in the amira. So it shouldn't matter. What?
Over there, it was like the kesef, or maybe that.
So here you would need, why?
Same thing like this, by
star.
When you give
her
the
star,
if your
dash
is just on the
star,
it won't work.
Okay, so you're right. You're right, but we have to be mad with that. Because see. Like this is Rav Shlomo Eger's kasha to his father. It's a nice chav. The kasha is, what's the difference between kasha milva? No, it's mechilas milva. It's always hainu hach. It's always in the same case. So, why? Why? I have a kinyan. I gave her. I had lost mechilas milva. So it's even better. It's worse. It's even better. It's the same. It makes it better. He did it wrong because in his mind he was mekadosh with $100. But that's every kinyan mayel kasher mayel. Here, if anything, it's closer, not further. L'chayra. The answer to this would be, Kiveiga himself writes that even though kinyan mayel, kinyan shayna mayel usually works, Rabbi Kiveiga said that by kesef kedushin, kinyan mayel, kinyan shayna mayel doesn't work. Why? Because a lady is makbid. She has to pay this on her honor, on her kavod. She wants to be mekudeshes, this is what she gets. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva Eiger said that when you give a woman a shtar, and you want it to be a kedushin with kesef, it's only good because daita anayar. The Ram brought that from the Gemara, that daita anayar, because she's taka interested in the nayar. She's interested in the pay. It has to be daita anayar. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger already said a teretz to this in his tshuva. It's hard to understand what's Rabbi Shlomo Eiger asking. Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the original tshuva said that kinyan mayel, kinyan shem mayel always works. That it always works, except by kedushin you do need daita anayar. You need that she should show al tar honor. A woman doesn't want you to go over to a woman you mekadesha with something that's worth a penny. It's not going to be happy, even though halacha is it's good. Most women won't be happy with it. By kesef, the Gemara says that the women are that covenant matters to them, that it should be a decent kedushin. So Lamaisa, if she said, I want to be masking to Kush with $100 with a Mechadish with the Milva, so now you're going to tell her it's not a Kush with the Milva, but it's a Kush with the Hanos Mechilas Milva. That Hanos Mechilas Milva is not worth $100. That's worth, let's say, $80. So for $80, she wasn't masking to be Mekudeshes. She was only masking to be Mekudeshes for the full amount. So Lechaira, this would answer Shlomo Eiger's Kasha. That by kesef we don't say kinyan mayel, kinyan shein mayel. That's what you were saying. Because by kesef we say you need daita, that she should be masking for the smaller amount in order for it to work. So why do Rav Shlomo Eiger ask the kasha? What? So probably Rav Shlomo Eiger held that this is not a teretz, even though normally it would be a teretz. That after kavod she wants a smaller amount. Here in this case, when you mekadesh a woman with a milva, and it's going to be a kedusha with the hanas mechilas milva, lamaisa she's getting the whole $100 of the kavod of the inyan. She's getting the $100, and it's costing the man the $100, right? It's costing him $100, and she's getting $100. Just in lamdis, the kedusha works not with the money which he already spent, but with the $80 that it's worth hanas mechilas milva. Shlomo Eiger probably held that that's not a chsarin in her kavod, because she's getting the whole $100. So therefore, lemaisa he asked the kasha that it should buy a kedusha. Right. So Abizai, the teretz, the kasha needs a good teretz, but which I don't know a good teretz for. He says something there in the tshuva. You can take a look, but. This is the kasha. I hope that Shlomo Eiger's kasha helps you understand the Gemara, that that's the nekuda of difference between kash milva and the kash banas mechilas milva. The arvach lazimna is the same thing. If you mekadesh with the hanav havarchas man, it's good. With the kesef havarchas man, then it's not. Taisvis, the arvach lazimna has another pshat in the Gemara. Taisvis, in the middle of the Taisvis, L'chein Perish Rabbeinu Tam, he has a different shot in the Gemara. Da'ayri hacha shoysech hayeves mois lo'adam acher, ve'giyaz mani l'fraya. The woman owed money to someone else. Arvach Lazim is a totally different shot. She owed money to a third party. U'bozeh, now this chasson comes along, v'naisin l'milva pruta l'arvach l'azman, zimna, and he gives the malva money to be marviach lazman v'kitcho b'isa hanah. So then, it's a good kiddush. Okay, so he paid the malva to give her more time to the law. So Taisus asks, that shouldn't be ribis. Why is that ribis? If I pay you to be marviyah's man to somebody, it's a taisis, that's not ribis. That's taisis kasher. And tell you, man. And my also lashes came the ramis ribis. Humbergs on esha. Shari lay linish alay machabish gold out zuzi, vos the plain zuzi. Layas to teros habama lay vila malva. Taisis is saying something that most people don't know. The halacha is if I want someone to give my, I have somebody that is important to me, my brother, my son, he wants a loan. Nobody wants to give him a free loan. So I can go over to that person and say, listen, you give my son a loan, I'll give you $100 for you to give him $1,000 loan. That's what they say. It's 100% mutal chatzila. It's not a ramis ribis, it's nothing. Ribis is if the laiva gives money to the malva. If a third person gives money to the malva, that's mutal chatzila. So practices in Agamara should be mutter too. Now this din in Hilchas Ribis is not so well known, but it's the Ritaka Paskin this way. That I'm allowed to pay someone to give my friend a loan. Even though that person is gaining by giving the loan. That's what I've had situations where somebody comes to me and he tells me that he has a problem. He entered into a deal with somebody, now he realizes it's Ribis. What does he do now? So the other person's a from Yid. So it's fine. If the other person's a from Yid, he goes and tells him it's Ribis, I can't pay you. The person takes a loss. This happens very, very often. I've had cases involving hundreds of thousands of dollars in a deal where a deal was Ribis and people took heavy losses because they found out later it's Ribis, and so what are you going to do? So you can't take the money. Now, what? You can pay back the loan, but not with the Ribis. However, there are cases where the other person's a frying it. And you entered a contract with somebody, now you own Ribis, now you realize it's Ribis, what do you do? You're going to go tell them, listen, you know, religious Jew, I can't pay you the money I owe you. Usually they take it to court, he's going to make you pay. So what do you do in such a case? So there's an Eitzah, a case with hundreds of thousands of dollars, it's an Eitzah, it doesn't work too well, but there's an Eitzah. What does a Rav do? Someone comes, let's say it's not hundreds of thousands of dollars, right? Somebody comes to you and he says, listen, I have a deal with somebody, I realize now it's Ribis, I owe $100 interest, what do I do? So what do you do? So there's an Eitzah. The Rav can go and pay the $100 himself. If he doesn't want to pay it himself, he can call the brother of this person and say, you pay. And if he'll pay, so there's no Issa Ribis. But that will get the Taisa Teretz. We're talking now, if you want to pay, I had a Maisa here in Yeshiva with somebody who bought stocks on margin, which is Asar's Ribis. He knew it was Asar and he sent in the money and somehow just missed. And he had a bill from this place for, I think it was $1.25 or $1.26. It was the whole Ribis bill. But he didn't want to pay $1.26 for Ribis. So he called them, tried to get them to be Michael. Nowadays they can't be Michael because it has to fit into the computer. So I told him, I didn't tell him what I'm going to do. I said, just give me the bill, I'll take care of it. And I sent them a check for $1.26. So I got the check back that has to be certified by a bank. It was a third-party check in order to pay, you know, and certified by a bank. And we had a whole ASIC until we got it taken care of. But that's the rule that Taisus is saying, that a third party could pay. Now, right away, you'll ask me, if somebody comes to me, he owes, let's say it's not a few $1.26, let's say it's $1,000. So I'm going to go and pay the $1,000, and if I pay, I'll tell him, pay me back. Is that okay? Could he pay me back? So that's Taisus Teretz, Yishleimer, Taisus Akash on Agamar. According to Taisus Pshat, Agamar is a third person paying the loan. So Frek Taisus, I that's Haramas Ribis. Why is that Haramas Ribis? It's Mutal Lechatchila. Yishleimer, Hainu She'ena Laiva Naisin Klum Lenaisin. When is it Mutal Lechatchila? If I pay, and I'm not, I don't make up that I'm going to be reimbursed by the Laiva. Means that I can't pay with the daya, with the obligation that the person is going to pay me back. What's Agamara's case? You have three people. Malva, then the lady who's the laiva, and then the chasen who's not a malva, not a laiva. So the malva lent money to this lady. The laiva, now the chasen goes to the malva, and he pays the malva to be a merviyach man on this loan. So if he's allowed to do that, but the lady can't give him the money, he's paying the laiva. He says, oh, look, I'll give you a pruta, I'll give you $100, and you have to let the loan take longer to pay. So if the chassan pays it, that's good. But if the woman, who's the liva, pays the chassan to do it, then that's haramis ribis. She's paying him, and he's paying the malva. So it's like she's paying the malva, that's us. So if she agrees to be married in exchange for the fact that the chassan gives money to the malva, so Taisus, that's haramis ribis, and that's us. So Taisus, that's us, that's our chiddush. The chiddush of Asug is that's haramis ribis, and that's us. So therefore it comes out what? That someone comes to a Rav, he says, I have a problem with ribis. I owe money to somebody and I don't know what to do. So the Rav could pay that somebody, but he can't make up with the laiva that the laiva will pay him, because then that's haramis ribis. Now the halacha is that if he doesn't tell the laiva he's paying, he just goes behind the laiva's back and he goes straight to the malva and he pays the loan. Afterwards, the laiva is allowed to pay the rav back, or whoever it is that did it. Afterwards, as long as bishas pirayim, there was no harama, there was no agreement between them, then it's mutter. So that afterwards, once you already paid, then you can get reimbursed. But it can't pay with an obligation to reimburse. That would be awesome. So this is the chiddush here of the end of Taisus. Although Rashi learns different pshat in our Gemara. Rashi learns not like Taisus in the Gemara, but in the halacha that Taisus is saying, that's not the Likuda that Rashi argues with. In this halacha that Taisus is saying, Rashi's masking to Taisus. So that this Likuda here is a correct Taisus, a correct Likuda l'maisa. Okay, tomorrow we're going to learn the Mitzvah Shem, the Stiplus Simon Zayin of the old prince, and the Chesson of the new prince. Please make sure you understand this Likuda of the Mekadosh B'Milvah, the fine line of the explanation. Shem tomorrow.